top of the point, Schmidt. Over on the far side, Keel winds up and fires, and a goal. That one went up and over the shoulder of Brittany Mowat. A power play goal for Ohio State at the 11:33 mark.
Up until a week ago, Bemidji State had been scoring 2.69 goals per game. But for the second game in a row, the Beavers' offense was shut down.
Over to Miller. Miller being pestered there by the Buckeyes, and here come the Buckeyes out of their zone. Shot and a goal. Buckeyes go up 2-0 with 17.8 seconds left to play.
Despite how well they are playing, junior forward Whitney Wavoda says they just need to look past these losses and move on.
Just forget about tonight. I think everyone needs to take the good out of it. I thought we played really good. Every line was contributing, and there weren't penalties. We're all rolling and playing good, so take the good out of it and keep going tomorrow.
And so, we too would like to move on, but one more game in 2014. The Beavers certainly would like to go out with a bang before the Christmas break. Can they snap their two-game losing streak, or will the Buckeyes be the Grinch this pre-holiday weekend? It's game two between the ninth-ranked Bemidji State Beavers and the Ohio State Buckeyes, next on the Beaver Radio Network.